welcome to another episode of the Menswear Style Podcast. I'm your host, Pete Brooker. On this episode, I'm going to talk to Cara Rotondo. She is the CEO and co-founder of Le Fric. And I'm going to pull off some info here from the Le Fric website, which you can find, by the way, www.lefric.com. And maybe I should spell that L-E-F-R-I-K. Established in 2012, Le Fric started designing urban bags, backpacks and travel essentials using the highest quality eco-friendly fabrics made out of recycled plastic PET bottles. Le Fric was born to solve travel and city commuting problems by providing the most fashionable and functional bags for the modern digital nomad. They offer conscious consumers access to innovative products that, while still being cool and savvy, are made avoiding the use of more natural resources. Le Fric contributes to the environment by reducing the use of virgin polyester and rather extending the life of discarded plastic bottles while saving energy in the production process. Their products are designed in Spain and ethically manufactured in Asia. They are members of the Ethical Fashion Forum and their factory follows the Fair Wear Foundation Code of Conduct. Quite the mouthful, but you get the idea. That interview with Cara to come, and I really enjoyed it. It's one of the most nourishing chats I've had in a while. It makes you realise that we can all do a little bit more. You should also know that I expected the prices on these bags to be designer level, and it's really far from it. These bags are very accessibly priced, and Cara mentioned to me off mic that was deliberate, that these bags should be for everyone. So be sure to check them out. Before we get to Cara though, don't forget to check out the show notes at menswearstyle.co.uk and on the social at menswearstyle. All the latest fashion news over there. Ivan Yasky has just written an article. Luxury face shields are expanding the designer PPE market. He writes, it was bound to happen. Just as Burberry and Off-White introduced luxury face masks back in spring, Louis Vuitton debuted its luxury face shield in September, dubbed the LV Shield. And I'm looking at a picture here. I mean, we'll all be looking like astronauts in the year 2021, won't we? Anyway, check that article out and many more over at menswearstyle.co.uk. And if you want to tell us about your brand and your journey, you can email the show at info@menswearstyle.co.uk. Okay, let's get to it. This is a good one. Hope you enjoy it. Here is that interview with Cara Rotondo, CEO and co-founder of Le Fric. Well, it's my great pleasure to introduce Cara Rotondo, CEO of Le Fric, co-founder, I should say, also. How are we doing tonight, Cara?
Fine, I'm fine. Still excellent. Kind of warm here in Spain, so doing good.
So what is life like for you at the minute in Madrid? Give me an idea of what it's like in these crazy times.
Well, crazy times, of course, because now we are having a peak of infections. So with COVID around, it's not easy for anybody. It has been a really tough year for Madrid. So we are now trying to recover, but again, infections. So it's not easy. We are in semi lockdown, but Spanish people are happy. Spanish people are people that try to live the life, the happiest life they can. So everything is cool.
Okay. I guess. Well, I mean, it's only just occurred to me that I guess in Britain we're kind of used to being indoors during the winter, at least because it's cold as heck over here in the UK and it's wet. So being in lockdown, it's like, oh, okay, well, we'll just stay indoors like we normally do. But in Spain, it's a completely different kettle of fish because you guys love the sun. You're out in the sun, yes, all the time. So it must be a lot harder for you guys.
It's super hard. It's super hard. And we are used to go with these families and make massive groups of 20 people and have meals and everything. And now it's just six people in each of our encounters. So it's really tough to get only six.
Yes.
It's not the Spanish way.
Yeah, especially the Spanish way. Well, look, we'll perhaps touch upon it later, you know, finding out how COVID has affected your industry as well. But maybe for the uninitiated, you can just give us a little introduction to who you are and what Le Fric is, please.
Of course. I am the CEO and co-founder of Le Fric. And Le Fric is a brand of urban bags and backpacks made with the highest quality recycled materials. made from discarded PET plastic bottles.
And what is PET?
PET is a kind of plastic. I won't be able to say it exactly because it's a very difficult name, like
preflatoxoflat. Right, okay.
but it's what is used to make all the clear plastic bottles, and also the soda, and also in some countries they use it for oil and for alcohol. So it's like very widely used. And PET, it's also... it's what is made from the polyester, the virgin polyester. So all the virgin polyester in the fashion industry is made out of PET. You can use virgin polyester, which is made of crude oil, or you can use recycled polyester, as we do in the Freak, which is made out of plastic bottles, discarded plastic bottles.
What I found interesting being on your website, which people can find, by the way, lefric.com, is that you guys have been around since 2012. This is not just something that's come across in the last couple of years. I do feel like eco-fashion brands have really been in the uptick for the last 3 to 4 years, but you've been around for a lot longer. So perhaps you can tell us about how it all began for you and why you started it as an eco-friendly brand.
Yes, we are two partners in Le Freak, David and I, and David is a businessman who has started up other companies in the past. He's the owner and founder of a successful renewable energy company in Spain called Grenergy, which is now publicly listed. So when we met, he was starting up his own venture capital, and I was working in the fashion industry. During my time working for other fashion companies, I had the opportunity to see things could be made in a better way. Because in fashion, everything was made with seasons on mind. Products became waste after a very short time. And again, we were pushed to create a new collection and new items. It was very fast and crazy. On the other side, David, that has always been kind of climate activist, and he's a strong passionate about environment. So we both partnered, and we both strongly believed there was a possibility of making a profitable business with environmental and social impact. We both understand sustainability not only as a matter of being good to the planet, but also to the people on it. Okay. So it was in 2011 when we started with the idea of creating an accessories brand to solve commuting problems. Because we both supported the idea there was a gap in the market when finding a good travel partner that was functional but good looking at the same time and durable. So we traveled to Taiwan looking for these sustainable fabrics. We knew that there were the existence of these sustainable fabrics. And it was in 2012, when nearly 1 year later, when we launched the first Le Freak collection.
Very exciting. And you're also PETA approved, right? Now, I know how difficult that is to get that stamp of approval, because I interviewed a previous guest who made a sneaker out of upcycled material. And he said everything was PETA approved apart from like the little flugel binders, the thing that I don't think it's called flugel binders, but the little things that fasten the shoelace at the end.
Oh, okay.
Right. Those were the last things. They had like a tiny, tiny residue of plastic on it, and he couldn't get it approved. So he had to run through the process all over again to get it just right. Did you find it also quite hard to get it through the many levels and the many hurdles that you have to get that special PETA stamp?
Well, the PETA stamp, which is more about being like vegan and not using animals and caring about the animal, was kind of easy because, well, not easy, but we could like demonstrate from the very beginning we weren't using anything involving animals in anything. We wanted to be vegan because we think vegan lifestyle is the most sustainable way of living. You know, it's something that goes in our sustainable being, being vegan. That's why we asked for the PETA approved. It was it was worse maybe to find all the certificates to demonstrate that our fabrics are 100% recycled, because it's not easy to have like 100% recycled materials to use in your backpacks. It's easy to find when you use a super nice fabric, it has mix. It has maybe one part recycled and one part virgin, or it's a mix between 100% and organic cotton. But we wanted like to be very pure when like using 100% recycled materials. And I think that was more tough, maybe. And you need to use very good suppliers that are certified and that can prove that all the process is made correctly. So maybe it was difficult. That was difficult.
Well, listen, I think you're doing the Lord's work. I mean, how many other brands out there are doing what you're doing? Do you find there's more people trying to do what you're doing now?
Well, I think, like I used to say, that we are sustainable before Greta, no? It was when we started the company, no? It was not... We built this 100% sustainable company in 2012. You said you talk about it, and when sustainability and social commitment was only a mindset, it was not a requirement. No, nowadays you cannot build a business ignoring social and environmental impact, which is great on the other side. No, because it's today everybody cares about it, but maybe is what more distinguishes Le Freak. No, that. From the rest of the companies, that we were built 100% sustainable, and every step we take, we always put the planet and people first.
That's awesome. And would you think about branching off? I mean, I saw you do many different varieties of bags on the website. Do you have any goals in the future to do kind of lines of clothing, like special suits or anything else? Have you thought that far ahead?
Well, we thought about it like last year, but we had to stop it due to Corona, to COVID effects, because we had to stick to what we had in the warehouse and the stock we had. We tried not to cancel orders to our suppliers, but we had to push them forward. So and projects we have on mind, we had to stop these projects. One of the projects was starting with the apparel collection, but it's something we have on mind for 2021.
Oh, okay.
Another thing we have on mind for 2021 is to make to have the 100% recycled and recyclable backpack. This means every piece, thread, creaming in the backpack must be made of recycled material. And at the same time, all the materials need to be easily recycled again. Okay, so with this in mind, when design our styles for 2021, we strive to use the minimum number of elements. So these elements can be easily separated and recycled again.
Wow!
And also because we love simple, durable, and practical products, and we think that the minimum, like less is more. No.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, you're also, I mean, on the website, I encourage people to go through your goals section, like where you want to go for the Fairwear Foundation for 2021. And you're also a part of the 1% for the planet. Yeah. I'd not heard of that before. Can you tell us what that is?
1% for the planet. 1% for the planet was launched for the Patagonia CEO. And it's organization that you give the 1% of your income to non-profit associations that care about the planet. You can choose your own associations, but this 1% for the planet organization deals with you and the rest of the companies where you want to place your money in. They make an audit at the end of the year. They see how many income you made. And this 1% of your income has to be placed in any organization that you feel comfortable with. And and this is the way to give back to the planet, no? Because I think that only with making a business and having it running, you are making an impact.
Yeah.
It's unavoidable. So the idea is to give back to the planet more than you are getting from him.
That's nice. Well, you're already doing that anyway with the kind of ethos of your brand. I mean, you'd think it'd be like the likes of Coca-Cola or Facebook that need to do the 1%, right?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, we could cure a few problems right there and then if we had these guys chip in.
Yeah, no, people say like 1% of your income, but that's a lot because it's not of your profit. It's of your income. You right. maybe don't have profit 1 year, but this 1% goes there, no? But they think, well, I think it's the best way like to show that you're really committed, no? It's something that you can or spend the money in marketing or in other kind of actions or making maybe more product and then putting the products on sales and have less margin, or you can give this money to 1% for the planet and make that impact.
No? Yeah, no, it sounds like something everybody should do, but only people with a pure heart will do. So, Kira, how many people are involved now with LaFreak? How big is the company?
We are 7 working full-time in LaFreak, but uh-huh. We have like many partners around the LaFreak community.
Right.
We work with agents in UK, distributors in Germany. We have 2 suppliers in Asia, the fabric supplier and the manufacturing factory. We also have a distributor in Russia. We have a distributor. So this is like what I call like LaFreak community. So nice. It's not only like the 7 people that we are working every day, is that all the community is working for LaFreak, no? For me, like as a CEO, I think it's really important to work, to have this community happy and people are comfortable and happy to work with LaFreak.
And what do you do like on a day-to-day? Are you kind of knee-deep in the business? Maybe walk me through a day of the life of Kura, as CEO of LaFreak.
Well, maybe I'm the CEO, but I guess being not only the CEO, but the co-founder makes me feel my job in a different way. So I'm not only responsible of the overall business growth and development, but also meeting the needs of this whole community I was talking about, no? Mm. Anyone, like all the LaFreak community, anybody involved with LaFreak is something very important for us and relevant. And when we seek to work with them, we look for real people who believe in the brand and are willing to grow with us and also share our commitment and philosophy. It doesn't make sense to work with somebody that doesn't feel like us, that we need to make like an impact in the environment. So it has to be something important. So for me as a CEO, it's a great responsibility and it's one of my main contributions to the company, trying to improve processes and in all the areas so everybody is happy working for LaFreak. And I feel like my final goal as a CEO is to build a brand known worldwide for its impact on the environment and equally growing it into a company known for being an outstanding place to work in.
Oh, bless. And so what's it like to work now? I mean, we touched upon it earlier with how it's kind of stymied some of your potential collections that are coming out, but how has COVID really impacted your industry?
COVID has been like a global crisis. And I think that has in some way helped us realize that we are on the right path when talking about slow fashion. We had the chance to reorganize everything without affecting any of our suppliers directly, and we have been forced to delay shipments, as I told you before, and due to some cancellations. But I think that step by step we will recover from the downturn. I think, or at least from my experience, COVID has helped us to join forces and know how that we can count on each other when passing through difficulty times. No, yeah. And I think pretty much the same has been with the rest of my partners. I think everybody has like tried to help everybody to try to pass these difficult times together. No. And And obviously we have been lucky this time, no? Because being in the slow fashion, I think being a slow fashion brand has played in our favor, no?
Right, because you don't have to fire out a different season, or you don't have excess.
Yeah, stock. That's it. We don't like produce massive quantities. We don't have like super fast, and we need to change styles, and we don't have this kind of working method. So it was something that we had to slow down to say hello. Don't speed. Like maybe what I said to you before. Maybe upper collection has to wait.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I'll be excited to see the apparel, the collection of clothing that you have in mind. So maybe you could tease us by putting a few designs up on the website.
Okay. Maybe.
That'd be cool. Maybe. I'm curious also, what does Lefric mean? Is it a Spanish word or something completely different?
No, Lefric doesn't mean anything.
Oh.
and that's why it was something that we love about the name. It sounded friendly, and we were looking for a short name, easy to remember in many different languages, and because we always had in mind to be a global brand.
Great.
We later realized that there is a meaning in French, which is being a little bit tough when selling the brand there. But I think it's also funny. It's also a easy name, and it's friendly, and people like it overall.
What does it mean in French?
It's money, but in slang.
Oh, okay.
It's a slang way to say money.
Like cash or bucks.
Yeah,
or something
cash.
Like that.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Well, that's lucky. I mean, you could have launched the brand, had the website, the trademark, and then found out it meant something really horrible in French.
Yeah, but Le fixe chic.
Yeah. Well, that's what they did with Kodak when Kodak was released. The founder was asked all the time, what does it mean? He goes, it means absolutely nothing, but you'll never forget it. It's easy, a couple of letters. It's almost like a palindrome that it starts, and yeah. Not exactly like a palindrome, but it doesn't read backwards what it does forwards, but it is very snappy and, pun intended, very catchy.
That's it. As we started in 2012, it was like super important that had the .com free.
Yes.
And we had the .com free. So it was like, God. Great, we have it.
Look, I've launched many startups and many blogs and websites. And because I haven't got in there first with the domain, I've had to go for these obscure .xyz's, .orgs, and they always fall flat. Anyone listening out there, try and get the .com no matter what.
Yeah, it's something that it was one of our requirements when choosing the name.
Listen, Kira, I want to be respectful of your time. Thanks so much for coming on and talking about the brand. Lefric.com, place to go. Best of luck and good luck in your new home or the old home.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I hope.
How about that? Kira, just a nice, wholesome human being, which sounds terribly patronizing. But we should all want to leave the world in a better place than whence we found it. So make sure you're supporting the good guys and head over to lefric.com and treat yourself or your loved one. In the meantime, thanks for tuning in. If you like what you're hearing, leave a review. It does help our egos. And until next time.